Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, happy Thursday. We're glad that you're here with us, 207 in St. Louis. And we are very excited to have my friend and a partner here on the Annie Fry Show, Todd Sivia, in studio. Todd, welcome back.
Welcome.
What's the world like in the estate planning industry in the holiday season? Do you decrease your busyness or does it increase?
From the estate planning, it kind of slows down. Mm-hmm. But our litigation side, that's usually where things kind of wrap up and everybody wants to settle cases at the end of the year. So, you know, from our litigation side, you know, trying to end probates and guardianships and stuff like that, they try to do it before the end of the year for tax purposes.
That kind of gets a little bit busier, I suppose.
That's a little bit busier.
SiviaLaw.com, if you're interested in learning more about Todd Sivia and his law firm. They've got 5 locations. They are on both sides of the river in Missouri. Check them out in Wentzville and Illinois. You can see them at Edwardsville, East Alton, Mount Vernon, and what's the one? I don't have the points up, but that's all from memory. East Alton,
Edwardsville,
Swansea. Swansea is the one. I wanted to ask you to go through with us the process a little bit of estate planning. Now, I have personally got my trust done with Todd Sivia and his wonderful staff at the Edwardsville location, and we're in the process of funding the trust right now. Ryan, I don't want to put you on the spot, but like you've looked at this stuff before. Have you completed this? Are you done with it?
No. We're starting it.
Yes.
We're actually just starting it because of these conversations.
So, Todd, I'm sure that the answer is at any time is the right time, but what are some of the life events that happen that cause people to go, okay, fine, I need to do this. I need to look into planning a trust.
So common ones is I turn age 18.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got any kids that are home from college, this is probably a good time to get in to make sure your power of attorneys and things of that are established. When you have kids, anytime you have a kid, you want to make sure that you have an estate plan to deal with minor children.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to take care of the kids if something happens? Retirement is another good one. But also, you know, common one is, well, now, you know, now the kids are grown, they're over the age of 18, they can help manage things. Mm-hmm. So usually when the kids turn age 18.
Is there like a light bulb moment, though, that you have a lot of people... I would think that if there's a death in the family, like if your parent dies, that's a moment where you say, okay, well, not only do I need to take care of this, but now you start thinking about how you either were blessed by what they did or you don't want to go through what they left.
Yeah. I mean, that's usually in a circumstance. It's usually a bad story, bad experience. I mean, those are always the time periods, you know. I mean, I look at even my father. My father was diagnosed with colon cancer, and I've been harping at them for, I don't know, how many, four or five years, and they finally got their estate plan completed. So, you know, life events are always going to be those issues.
It seems like a really big deal to go through the process. And, I mean, the consequences of doing it or of not doing it are really big deals. Mm-hmm. But it feels like, as somebody who has a great amount of ADD procrastination, it's just like, oh man, I know I need to do this. I know I need to do this. I'll do it later.
Yeah.
And then sometimes later is not soon enough.
Right.
Todd, when people sit down with you in a strategy session, which is that first meeting that they have with you at one of your five locations, Missouri and Illinois, what are the basic questions that you ask somebody when they first sit down to kind of get the process going?
Right. I mean, the first step is what are we planning with? You know, because there's a wild range of what tools I could pull out, depending upon, you know, what are your assets. If you know, we've got a whole bunch of life insurance and we've got some minor children, we probably do. You know, there may be some mechanisms that we can do without having to go through a full blown trust. Mm-hmm. You know, but if you've got a whole bunch of money in IRAs, it's a whole different story and different plan. If we have special needs kids, that's a whole different story and a whole different plan. And it all depends upon, you know, what your assets are, what we're looking at.
Do you have to have like $1 million to be like, if you're two people working living in a middle class existence in a suburb here in St. Louis, maybe your kids are in their 20s now and they're in college, they're kind of on their own. You might think like, I don't have a lot. I don't need to do this quite yet. I'll get to this later. Why would that not be the right thinking?
So, if we look at Missouri for probate, it's $40,000. So you hit $40,000 worth of assets, you're going to go through probate. In Illinois, it's $100,000. So anybody that has more than $100,000, in Illinois, it's $100,000 or real estate. So, I mean, you could have a piece of property, just a piece of land, that's maybe worth $30,000 or $40,000, and you got to go through probate.
That's just your, I mean, that's your house.
Just a house.
Easy, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you this question, and not knowing what the answer is, but I'm assuming that the answer is going to be what I figure. That's why I'm asking it. But the reason I don't do 100 things that are on my list is time.
Yeah.
My guess is that if this is on my list, estate planning, calling you will save me time.
Yes.
Correct?
It also saves you time, but
on the
also,
front end.
Also, there may be some taxes that I may be able to save you.
So you stuff know, that I wouldn't have even known about.
You wouldn't even know about. I mean, I was talking...
Like right now, though. Not right now. Down the road.
Right.
Okay.
Right now. I mean, I was talking to somebody that their aunt was about to die. And we started talking about it, and I was like, okay, do X, Y, and Z, because if you inherit this money and you still have to donate a certain amount of money to a charity, get it in to the charity where the charity is receiving the money instead of you, and so you don't have to pay the taxes. And we looked at it, and it was about $20,000 in savings.
That's worth it.
I mean, just manipulating a few things, and you know, I saved her probably about $20,000, like, you know, within a couple of days.
Wow.
You know, and you know, sitting down with me You know, I always get, oh, well, it's a cost issue or this or that. But, you know, you look at the tax savings, just in what I can save you long term.
It's an investment.
It's an investment, mm-hmm. You know, and long term care. I mean, you know, we start talking about long term care, you know, and things of that sort. I mean, I'm saving people, you know, anywhere between $200,000 to $300,000, in long term care costs.
Todd, I want to ask you about something Dale kind of comments here, and he's talking about he's got some kids, he's got some sons, and they're set up in his trust, and they get what he has in that trust. He says they each have a trust in my trust that their spouses cannot lay claim to any to in case of divorce. I'm not 100% sure what he's talking about there. You might understand that a little bit more than I do, but there are a lot of conversations, like I'm thinking about like my own personal circumstances with my kids. They're all young. They don't have spouses or whatever. But I would imagine that the conversations that take place between the individuals who are sitting there in front of you when you're talking about their children and their children's spouses, that you are able to navigate complicated situations to put the people who are in that room at ease.
Yeah.
Doesn't ever have to really be made public. Maybe some of those circumstances never come to a reality, but you probably have some of those complicated situations that you work through and people leave and they go, oh, thank God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what the gentleman was talking about is what's called a spendthrift clause. And it blocks all creditors from going after that money. So it stops those issues. If you don't have that clause in there, creditors can reach in, take the money out of the trust. So, you know, whether it's...
So if you have a child who has a spouse who has a spending problem, that can, if you don't prepare correctly, those tentacles can get into your assets.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you got, you know, bankruptcy issue. I mean, I'm in the process of trying to seize some money out of a trust to even today for a client. But they have a spendthrift clause. So I'm trying to argue around it to figure out, okay, how can I break through this? And, and it's extremely difficult. It's extremely, extremely difficult to break through some of those clauses. Same thing with the no contest clause. So if there's anybody that contests the estate, they get nothing.
Yeah. We had that conversation when we were going through our trust setting up that if somebody comes in and is like, oh, no, that's not fair and I want to contest it, then kaput.
They don't get anything.
Dirk says on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, what can you do or what can you set up to avoid probate? It's a pretty basic question.
So it all depends upon the circumstances. 90% of the time, it's going to be to do a trust and some kind of trust, whether it's revocable, irrevocable, or whatever. You know, you could also have testamentary trusts. But there's all kinds of different trusts that are out there that you can do to avoid probate. And just use, you know, utilize our our tools in our tool shed.
Yeah, I feel like the pressure that comes with having some of these conversations, the unique circumstances that exist with every family, that sometimes like staring it in the face is a very frightening thing to do. But then when you do that, you're like, this isn't scary at all. Actually, this is easy, and we should have done this a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and there's all kinds of different assets that we have to kind of protect against, too. You know, like business owners. If you have a business and, you know, how do you manage that? Do you have a plan of action with regards to that? You know, because not everybody knows how to plan your estate dealing with a business.
Mm-hmm.
Real estate. I mean, you know, I always tell everybody, you know, in our practice, we focus in on business, real estate, and estate planning. And you gotta have a knowledge base in all three of those. You can't just go to somebody that knows estate planning because they're not effectively looking at what does that business look like?
Yeah.
And how to plan for that business. Same thing with real estate. I mean, I am very deep into the real estate space. And
what is your licensure with real estate?
So I'm a managing broker. I hold my Illinois managing broker's license. I do it to help people, you know, in probate and family and friends. Mm-hmm. But I've got realtors that help out also with senior placement. So if somebody needs to find a senior living nursing home, I've got a staff member or a realtor that can help place people into and find a senior living or nursing home that may fit with them. Right. So you know, we're definitely trying to help those clients work in the different spaces.
Yeah, it's a full service partnership when you work with Civia Law, and I highly recommend them. I myself have had my trust set up with them, and also working on the trust funding portion with my husband to complete that. Before we let you go, we're speaking with Todd Civia, and if you want to call him directly at 833-995-WILL, you can reach him at 833-995-WILL or visit them online at civialaw.com. Info Dude says, question for Mr. Civia. I plan on winning the lottery soon. Should I claim the jackpot in my name or wait to get a trust set up?
Well, probably.
I too.
You probably get this question
a
lot.
Yeah.
It sounds like something you'd say,
yeah.
Ryan.
I may put it into a trust first so that I can kind of hide it. Because, you know.
Who are you hiding it? Like, when you do that, that's a good example. Like, you come into this windfall of money through a lottery. When, if you put it in the trust, who are you sort of hiding it from?
Family.
Let's just be honest.
You know, your family and those friends that pop up. You know,
best friends. We go way back, man.
Yeah.
I actually have known Info Dude for a long time.
Same.
Yeah, pretty good buddies.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, we've done personal injury suits, and before the ink is dry on some of these cases,
I
get phone calls from the family saying, they're supposed to be writing me a check. Can you help facilitate that? And I'm like, no. No.
Good try.
Yeah. You know?
It's an interesting question, though. Well, so, we appreciate you, Todd. And I encourage people to reach out to you at 833-995-WILL. We talked about this last time, but it's not too terribly unrealistic to think about if you're trying to find that gift for your, you know, college-age kid or something like that they've got what they want and they're not really asking for anything. You talked about when you turn 18 and you're an adult, getting those powers of attorney established. People don't really think about that necessarily at 18 years old. Why is it important for someone who's young, just turned an adult, maybe in their early 20s, to have those?
Well, at age 18, you're considered to be an adult, and your parents are no longer involved. So at age 18, I mean, that is the cutoff. I mean, I've got special needs kids that we have to do a guardianship, because at age 18, that's it.
Yeah,
we have to facilitate and make sure that those kids are taken care of, you know, get court orders involved and stuff like that to appoint that parent as guardians, because you lose all rights as of age 18
for the parents to be able to access any of those things,
school records, you know, making medical decisions.
Yeah, I mean, if there's an accident, if there's some sort of unfortunate event and you need to be able to be there to act on that, that's so important.
Yep.
And affordable, too. There's really no reason not to do it. And I encourage you to call Todd and they have amazing staff there at Civia Law. 5 locations on the Missouri side, on the Illinois side. Easy to call at 833-995-WILL. 833-995-WILL. You can find them online at civialaw.com. Merry Christmas. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, I hope your foot feels better.
Thank you. It really is like a day-to-day thing right now. I do need to go get it looked at.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, and I apologize for not bringing in French fries.
Oh, yeah, that's last time. It was like the day after the Trump French fry event.
I like how we just associate you now with, hey, Taz, come, we're going to get some fries.
That's why we had you in today, Todd. We were
I was running a little bit late tonight. No. So
we're happy to have you always. Right, Todd Civia with Civia Law. Go to civialaw.com. We'll be right back. All right.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This? Annie, you okay? You okay, Annie?
Well, last week's was a doozy.
Sure was. Hello, everyone.
Hey, I've gone Trisha. Back and listened to the melon conversation.
Yeah, I saw
that was
some...
after the penguin conversation.
Yeah, right. There was a lot last week. I saw some melons at Ruler yesterday, and I thought of us.
Thanks for saying us and not me.
Yep, I did that.
Did you say, hey, melons?
I didn't. You know, I thought...
Well, you missed an opportunity.
Yeah. I thought, you know, there might be some people in the store that weren't familiar with that conversation. They would hear that and not really know what I was saying.
I went to a basketball game, high school basketball game last Friday. And sitting there, and one of the dads of the team that my son plays on turns around and he goes, melons, huh? I was like, man, you know, the things that we really key in and address on any given show, and thank you for remembering that.
Yeah, that's...
I appreciate that.
That's the big takeaway.
I worked really hard on that one. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Hello, everybody. I'm going to try to keep it together this week. There are no melons, bananas, or penguins
in
these stories.
Was really kind of on you.
Cucumbers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No cucumbers, okay. No eggplants, none of it. Yeah, it was my fault. I apologize.
What are we talking about? Anyway.
Costco shoppers mad about revamped muffins. One of the most significant...
Great. Here we go.
Muffins?
Yeah. Muffins. Come on, you know everybody's mind goes.
One of the most significant and most controversial changes Costco made in 2024 was swapping its iconic massive muffins for new, smaller versions. By breaking down the price per ounce in each container...
Ethan can't believe it. Ethan shows up and he's like, this is unbelievable.
Outraged. One shopper calculated the new muffins are 58 more expensive, and not only are the new muffins
58.
Pricier... but they are
58 what?
percent more expensive?
Okay.
Percent?
You didn't say percent.
Percent part. Oh. But that's like when my kid says, I love you so much, and I say how much, and she's like, she holds up like five
Big.
Fingers.
Eight, yeah. Nine.
3,000.
I love you 10%. No, not, okay. Anyway, Annie, are you okay with muffins? This is not off to a good start.
No, I love muffins. Muffins are great. I also consider them to be a dessert, not a breakfast food, but
interesting.
Muffins are good. It's cake.
Yeah, it's just a cake.
It's just cake.
Yeah.
Ooh, is it cake? Holiday season is out right now. It's only 4 episodes, but...
Is it what?
Is it cake the
is
show?
Is it cake?
Percent?
58.
Have you ever seen Is It Cake?
I don't know what we're talking about.
All I've seen is that one scene where she sits on the couch, she goes, this is cake.
It's so
okay.
Good.
I've seen that short. Yeah. Is that from a show called Is It
it's
Cake?
From that.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I've heard something there. I'm okay with that.
It's a show where you're never really sure what's cake.
We'll make a shoe. Looks
yeah.
like a shoe,
like,
but it's
oh,
cake.
Hey, that's
58
cake.
Cake.
You're walking around, you're doing stuff, and you're like, suddenly,
that is
that's
an
cake.
Idea that seems comes like from smoking weed. And I've never smoked weed or had any partaking of it, but like
that's why you've
that's
never seen
just,
the show.
That's the only reason.
But Trisha has.
It's great.
Seen the show.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seen the show.
That's great. That's great. The show is great.
Was it your idea?
I eat brownies and I watch Is It Cake?
I am the target.
The brownies
and like,
don't
no,
have any THC in them, I don't think.
Is it brownie cake?
No idea. I've done so little drugs.
Is it brownies with THC?
No, I'm asking you, can
58.
We not talk about
He's done
drugs?
58 drugs?
Or junior high connections with fruit and body parts?
Okay.
Is a brownie cake?
No. It's a brownie.
Ethan?
Yeah, it's not a cake.
No.
No, it's for sure not a cake. Who's telling you that?
I'm just asking a question.
It's the same
this
person
is radio.
You're
it's
not
my
being
job
persecuted.
To talk until 3 about something
not okay.
No, not okay.
Check that off.
Well, have you ever had a brownie? Have you ever had someone lie to you and say it's a brownie, but it's super cakey?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's not a brownie?
No, it's not
but
a brownie.
But they say it's a brownie.
That's a cake.
Because it's infuriating.
Because you want it more to be fudgy.
Right. Because you know what that is. That's a lie.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
It's not a brownie.
Somebody comes to you and says, hey, you want to try these brownies?
And then they're
in
cake.
Air quotes. You're like, what is the air quotes about? I'll eat your brownie. What? That's cake.
Yes. Way better than last week.
Frosty the Snowman named most dangerous Christmas song while driving.
What?
That's according to experts who warn against listening to music with a high rates of beats per minute.
Experts.
A
Come
study
on.
From the South China University of Technology found songs with a
Where?
Beat... Where? South China
oh, they University. Hate Christmas.
Found songs with a BPM greater than 120 encourage dangerous driving habits. Frosty comes in at a whopping 172. And Mariah Carey's Christmas classic, All I Want for Christmas Is You, is a close second.
You know who hates them? The North China Institute of Technology. The football game every year is lit.
Annie, are you okay with driving in the snow? Where does Oh Holy Night come in? It's a whole different scale of dangerous.
This is less dangerous. This.
That's what Cher sounds like before auto-tune.
Were you doing some... Did you happen to be on some tequila? Or were you...
You were here.
Uploading
any
sort drugs.
Of... You were in the room when we did that.
Am I okay with what?
Driving in the snow.
I don't prefer it, but... I can handle it. The snow and rain, really, is a great excuse to not go anywhere. So it's more of an excuse to stay. I'm like, I can't look outside. Ooh, I can't go anywhere.
I can't
stay
work today.
Yeah. Ice everywhere we go.
He hasn't learned.
That falsetto. It's his strength.
You got to stay
where natural
you...
voice, yeah. Ethan.
Except for when he's singing about bulbs.
Then I go, no.
Traveler stumbles on bizarre COVID-19 theme park. A UK tourist stumbled upon a COVID-19 theme park with googly-eyed pathogen sculptures and more while exploring Vietnam.
What?
I don't think that theme park's doing real well if you have to stumble upon it.
Took a lot of turns.
Something you usually advertise when you have a theme park.
Not when it's COVID, though. That's a secret.
You just got to catch it.
The site was home to four theme zones, one of which was called the COVID-19 Park. Photos of the bizarre sculpture park show the pathogen figurines with googly eyes, two of which are engaging in a boxing match.
That's just one section of the park? Is the rest of it like Hanna-Barbera?
There are four sections. One of them was COVID-19. The other one's the flu. I don't know. Annie, are you okay with theme parks?
Yeah, you know, Holiday World, which is different than COVID-19 Park.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly, but...
We went this towards the end of the... It might have been even, like, September. It was maybe after school started. But Holiday World is obviously each different area is centered around a season, time of year, holiday, whatever. They have this new ride that has something to do with a gravy boat.
Yeah, gravy coaster.
Go on.
Yeah, it's great. I rode it. It's a family coaster.
Is it groovy?
No.
Oh, it's gravy.
No, it goes backwards first, and then it goes forward.
Yeah. Don't you feel kind of weird being in a gravy boat?
No.
It's where I belong.
Yeah, I'm riding that thing all the way to heaven. That's the gravy train, baby.
There's also this thing called the Turkey Whirl, and it's like a Sizzler kind of a ride where you just spin in circles, but it also has the up and down part,
do
and we call it the Turkey Hurl.
Yeah.
The other time to Holiday World, which was maybe 2017. It was before we had ever gone to Disney or anything like that. Never taken our kids to a theme park before. And I had to run Evelyn, who was under two at the time, had to run into the bathroom real quick. And when I came back, Jared had put the two older ones on the Turkey Hurl. And they were on there. It is, to this day, the most helpless I've felt as a mother to watch them on this dumb turkey spinning people around. And they look like they were going to die. They thought they were going to die. And I'm like, what are we doing? Why are we doing this? And he's like, I don't know. They said they wanted to do it. I'm like, we need to tell them no. But we didn't. And they still, to this day, will talk about the Turkey Hurl. They wouldn't go back on it when we went back this summer. It's just... You're spinning in circles within circles that are spinning within circles.
It's the worst.
Yeah. Good gravy.
Who can do that?
Good gravy is the name of the...
Good gravy?
Yeah, it's the name of the coaster.
It is just a gravy boat on a coaster.
Yeah, it's just a theme. You're not in gravy.
There's no sort of like water
it.
Splashing, gravy splashing of any kind.
Just brown, runny water.
Yeah. I was just disappointed that there wasn't any dark gravy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Speaking of brown, runny water, making this animal sound on the toilet can actually help you poop.
It just keeps getting better.
Go back to the produce.
According to Dr. Karan Rajan, an elongated moo sound adds... okay, sorry.
This doctor was first of all, he stumbled upon a theme park. And he goes, you know what I'm going to do?
Doctor?
Yeah, it's the same guy.
After eating the muffins. CareerAddict.com.
I never thought I'd find a COVID-19 theme park here in Vietnam, of all places.
You're supposed to moo?
Yes.
I guess I'm going to go in the bathroom, do some testing.
The extra intra
go in the women's restroom.
Not in Vietnam. They don't tolerate that nonsense over there.
Let's see if we can get KMX to report on it.
They'd be like, what are you doing in the women's bathroom? Mooing.
Mooing in the bathroom.
This is a COVID-19 park.
I think it'd be more on the moo part.
We don't allow this.
I can see it in my mind now, just sitting out there working on Reardon's show, and then you just hear in the distance just a moo.
You got it, buddy. Keep going.
That moment's going to be Ryan Wiggins.
That guy had to go.
An extra interest, it adds pressure on your colon.
No.
They also say you can blow bubbles or forcefully exhale.
That's a lot of societal pressure as well.
While your mouth and nose are closed and get the same effect. Annie, are you okay with pooping tips on your show?
It's an emphatic no. Definitely not. Would like to rewind the show and hit the dump button.
This is probably playing in our bathrooms right now. And somebody's trying it.
This is like a PSA.
Yeah.
Make sure you put this in the file.
Yeah. Somebody from Hot 104.1's like, oh, yeah. Just real lightly, just to test it. Like, oh, okay.
You look left, you look right, and give it a whirl. That's the best I got.
Oh, really? What did you leave on the cutting room floor?
Literally nothing that good.
Do you think that doctor tried all animal sounds and was like, no, that's
Moo
the,
is
one.
The one.
That's the one.
Yep.
That's
Ryan,
the one.
Go ahead and read Wendy's comment there from the YouTube.
Okay. Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan's wife will be calling Annie next week when she hears Ryan from a distance mooing.
Next week.
Yeah, that's going on tonight.
I was going to say, that phone call's coming tomorrow.
I expected this to happen this afternoon at work.
I will do this. You will hear it, Trisha. You sit next to the bathroom.
Great.
Let the record show.
I do. Thanks for the reminder.
Should you choose to do this or not, we don't ever need to know anything about it.
Then we will not say that it was me.
No, we'll this just is say not, there not, was this is not the reviving of I Have a Friend Who.
No, we're
which
not
was just Ryan telling stories that started with I Have a Friend Who and then referring to the rest of the story in first person.
When I used to drive for Uber.
Yeah, next week.
And then you go, when my friend used to... You know that's true. You were the worst at it. We had to stop doing the segment.
That segment only lasted like a month.
I know.
What segment was this?
We have a lot of people who tell us stories, and we have stories that sometimes we can't tell for ourselves because it's too close to home.
Uh-huh.
So we could swap stories or tell our own stories or whatever. And we had a segment called, do you have the sounder
in here?
I have
the sounder.
Okay, so I got this friend who is definitely not me.
And then Ryan would go tell a story and just be like, so then I went to the store.
But it was definitely Ryan.
It was always Ryan. And I would have to be like, Ryan. I'd be able to be like, no, not I.
No, it would start, here's the thing. I wouldn't do this on purpose.
No,
it would start by saying, okay, I got a friend who ended up driving a car like down the Mississippi Riverfront on what he ended up finding out was actually a bike trail. And then I turned off this one, and I would just go into first person.
The other thing, Ethan, was that this was supposed to be able to set the table for a conversation like, what would you do if you were that friend? Or what would you... He would just tell stories.
I talked for like 18 minutes.
He would just tell stories of things he did.
Ryan, did you actually have a friend that did that?
That was me.
No, it was
surprise, surprise. I was trying to go along with it.
No.
Oh, man.
You can't, Ethan. We just quit. We burned the whole thing down to the ground so that the ashes could not be reassembled.
Well, I mean, it's not completely burnt. There's still the intro for it.
Well, I have a friend who doesn't know how to tell non-first-person stories.
Well,
his name is Ryan Wiggins.
Next week, we do not have to do it that way. Trisha can just come in and say, yes, I heard mooing all week. don't say who it was.
I have a coworker who. That's the new segment. Thank you, Trisha. We appreciate you. Except for that last story. It was kind of bad. Could have left that one.
Nothing will ever top Frank.
No.
Poor Frank.
Frank the Penguin.
YouTube live chat poll. Whose drones are they? Is it Iran and China's drones, U.S. government, aliens, or something else? Go vote on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll get the results with Ethan next. Well, the drones continue to be a topic of discussion nationally. Our YouTube live chat poll is whose drones? Iran/China's? I think don't you feel like if it's Iran that they're probably doing that in conjunction with China?
Yeah, I would think that they, like Tyrus said, they're so weakened mm-hmm. that for them to do anything right now that would be provocative, they'd have to have somebody co-signing it.
Don't you want to hear, like, if Trump were the president right now, wouldn't you want to hear him come out and say something about, just from a leadership standpoint, say something about, we know this is happening, this is what we're doing to address the problem? Wouldn't that make you ask less questions?
Yes.
Yeah.
And oddly, not to reference guests we keep having, but what
please do.
Keith Kellogg said in the 1 o'clock hour is there's a whole lot more respect being paid to what Donald Trump has to say because he knows who he is. He's a leader. And when he comes out and says something like that, you, even if you disagree with the guy, you take him seriously. Whereas the world doesn't, and the Americans don't take Joe Biden seriously. Mm-hmm. They just don't.
What are you going to do if you look up and you see drones over your house?
Well, I'm going to get on my camera first to prove it. And then I'm going to, I don't know. I want to see.
Is it going to make you nervous? It would make me very nervous.
It would make me nervous. And I, not to borrow the phrase here, but I have a friend who. I have a friend who saw a drone last night.
Sure.
It moved really fast.
Sure you did.
And it was big. He texted me today.
Drones?
He said, no, the drone didn't. My friend did.
He's big and moves fast.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
He's about 5'4".
But, he can move. He says he saw a drone in Minnesota last night. It was pretty wild. It was moving pretty fast. And I asked him, was it, you think it was one of those things or was it just a hobbyist drone? Because, obviously people still fly drones, probably more now just because they're in their news. He said, no clue, but I can't see it being some hobbyist because it was sizable. He said it was flashing and it only flashed about once or twice. And then it went a little faster and then it moved further out of view for him. And he said he went inside and told his wife, hey, I just saw one of those drones, I think. And she's like, oh, right. And they turned on the news this morning. Minneapolis is reporting that they had seen them there, too.
I'm not wanting them over my house.
No, heck no.
No.
No, that... Again, it's just stuff that you go, this could be nothing. It could be just some stupid, who knows what program. But if it's expanding, or if you've just stayed in New Jersey, calm your citizens. Let them know that you got things under control. Hey,
this is us. We're testing this.
Especially if it gets out, it becomes a thing, then yeah, you want to address it and say, look, it's okay. Nobody worry about this. They're not doing that.
No. The thing that's unsettling to me is that it seems like there's no response outside of, we don't know. You're fine. You're fine. But to answer the poll question, I think it's China. Iran/China is what I would vote, but I think it's China. And you mentioning now that they saw them up in Minnesota and stuff like that. Man, China's been buying farmland across the United States near military installations for years now. And you think they're just buying it because, hey, we want a little extra farmland? No. That organization, that party is up to no good. They've always been up to no good.
How long did we entertain the balloons over our country before they're like, okay, fine, it was China. We actually watched them send it off.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Same administration.
Do you want to see Biden say something? Because I wonder if Trump were the president right now, of course I want him coming out speaking about it. You remember how he'd show up at the press briefings all the time, which we're going to have the wonderful benefit of being on when a lot of those press briefings happens. And come the new year, we are going to bring you the original source material for a lot of this stuff. But Donald Trump would come speak on something like this, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
I want the president to do that, but also we don't trust Joe Biden to be cognizant of what's going on. And if he is cognizant of what's going on, he's not really in a position to articulate it.
Yeah, that's why, do you want Joe Biden to speak on it? Well, I don't really care. A good president, I'm comparing him just to a president that you trust, that who can speak to things, even if you disagree
Obama.
With him, who they come out and they say, look, this is what's going on. And you at least... You entertain the fact that they may be giving you 75% of the truth, And I don't get that with Biden because he doesn't know what's going on. Everybody knows he doesn't know what's going on. So he can't calm anybody.
What do you think they are?
I think Iran, China. I don't know which one it is, but I don't think it's us. I don't think it's a hobbyist. I would say aliens, but I would say illegal aliens. Like they've got a coalition now, and they're launching the drones.
Military age men.
They're going to take over some apartment buildings in New Jersey and Minneapolis.
That'd make two locations.
Right.
That one reporter is going to have her mind blown when another one happens. I'm going to play the video here again from the Pentagon. Where's my cut sheet here? The Pentagon, where they were talking about... Well, the interesting thing to me in our list of what these drones are, Iran/China, U.S. government, aliens, something else. I think the only thing she definitively doesn't rule out is actual aliens here. She crosses everything else off the list.
Jen.
Sabrina, can you tell me what the Pentagon is doing to address this issue of drone sightings over New Jersey? It's near sensitive installations. The FBI is involved. What is the Pentagon doing?
Sure. So at this time, so aware of those drone sightings that have been reported, at this time, we have no evidence that these activities are coming from a foreign entity or the work of an adversary. We're going to continue to monitor what is happening, but, you know, at no point were our installations threatened when this activity was occurring.
Can you rule out that these are American drones or U.S. military drones?
These are not U.S. military drones. Again, this is being investigated by law.
I'm going to pause that real quick. She says these are not U.S. military drones, which leads me to believe that they could potentially be some sort of contractor that is not the military, but it's also, like, to me, that sounds like the caveat where they're like, you said that they weren't military drones. And she's like, well, they aren't, they don't belong to the military. To me, that sounds like what you say when you're like to your child, did you clean your room? And they're like, I picked up all my dirty clothes.
Yeah.
I repeat, did you clean your room? And this is a conversation that happened last night in my house.
Yeah. Were you out of the house at 3:20 a.m.? I was not out of the house at 3:20 a.m.
Yes, exactly. And when I said, did you clean your room? And I followed up. They're like, I'm confused.
Yeah.
I'm like, you are not confused. You're dismayed. Get some more from here, from this conversation with the Pentagon. I mean, they basically go through and list all the things that they're not. And they said it's not, Iran does not have a mothership on the East Coast of the United States. But we're not getting any answers. We're just getting some basic things crossed off the list. And I just constantly look at it and think, like, you're stipulating. So the YouTube live chat poll for today. You say Iran, China. Ryan,
I do.
Brad, you say Iran, China.
Iran, China.
I'm going to say, I'm actually going to say U.S. government. In some way, shape, or form, I think it's U.S. government. We've got almost 300 votes today in the YouTube live chat poll. I'm sad to say that 11%, the lowest, said aliens. And happy at the same time. 16% said something else. 26% say the United States government. And 47% believe it's Iran and China. And if you listen to Congressman Jeff Van Drew talking to Harris Faulkner yesterday, he's like, listen, I'm going to level with you and tell you what the upper people are telling me. It's Iran. And then he's the one who said mothership and then threw me for a loop. It's the Iranian aliens. Beep booping into our airspace over
New
Jersey.
Where should we go? New Jersey. Well, international waters, though.
Well, we'll stay on the story. And from what I hear, Nate Foy is the lead reporter on this for Fox News. So it's going to be a big day here on the Annie Fry Show coming up. Mark Reardon on 97.1 next.